好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊，早上有机会这里向大家介绍今天的讲员，Alan 博士。
It's my honor to introduce to you the speaker today, Dr. Alan.
So Alan 博士一直在Dallas 神学院里面教神学。
He's a professor, theological professor at Dallas Seminary.
常夏天也会来这边的西方神学院那个教。
Usually every summer he will come to teach at Western Seminary, so it is our honor to have him here today. I heard that Dr. Alan is an expert in Hebrew, probably better than English.
他是我想比较，我想当很多人，我们教会的英文就会弟兄姊妹都会用那个，那个新版的那个钦定本的，圣经。
Yeah, I know that English-speaking brothers and sisters at our church use New King James Version translation Bible.
那个旧约部分就是那个 Alan 博士他翻译的。
Actually, the Old Testament part was translated and edited by Dr. Alan. So if you have any Bible questions, you can ask him today. He also translated the Nielsen Study Bible.
And Nielsen, the New Illustrated Bible Commentary.
So he was the translator and editor for
this
Bible.
感谢主啊，今天把这个中国成语我忘了。今天把 Alan 博士带到我们中间。
So we really thank the Lord for bringing Dr. Alan here with us.
他今天也是抱病来到我们中间，请弟兄们在祷告中间也记得。
And also please remember him in his prayer, in your prayer. He has a headache.
Well, thank you all very much. It's such a privilege to be here this morning.
谢谢大家，今天真的是我的荣幸能够来到这里。
I've had a wonderful week at Western Seminary teaching from the wisdom books of the Bible.
这个礼拜呢，我一整个礼拜都在西方神学院教智慧书。
And then yesterday I was the speaker for the commencement for the graduation ceremony.
昨天呢，西方神学院毕业典礼，我是那边的我在那里演讲。
And now the high point of my week is being here with you.
但是我最最高兴的时刻，这个礼拜就是来到教会。
I'm going to take you to a passage in the Bible that is very difficult to understand.
今天呢，我们要来看一处的圣经是非常难懂的一处。
But I know you will be able to follow me.
但是我相信大家都会听得懂。
And I'm so appreciative of my Chinese voice.
Praise the Lord.
So I'd like to have you open your Bible to Psalm 87.
希望大家现在来翻开圣经诗篇87篇。
And I'm going to read through the passage, and then I'll talk about it.
我们会先来读这一篇诗篇，然后我们会讲信息。
I'm going to read the first three verses, and then Christine will translate.
我们先来读前面的第三节，他先读英文，我们一起读，然后一起读中文。
So Psalm 87, verses 1 to 3. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God.
诗篇八十七篇第一节到第三节，耶和华所立的根基在圣山上，他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。
Verses 4 to 6.I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this one was born there. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the peoples, this one was born there.
第四节到第六节， 我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的，看那腓力士和推罗并古实人个个身在那里，论到锡安必说这一个那一个都身在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立这城。当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个身在那里。
Verse 7, both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you.
第七节，歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的泉源都在你里面。
In 1991, I had the opportunity in December to go to the country of Ukraine to teach on the Psalms.
在1991年的12月冬天，我有一个机会能够到乌克兰这个国家去教导诗篇。
The Soviet Union was coming to an end, and it was now possible to have Christian schools in former Soviet countries.
当时候那个苏联已经解体，所以呢可以有基督徒在那里学习。
The country of Ukraine has been in the news recently, and maybe you know where it is on the map.
乌克兰这个国家最近我们常常听见它的新闻，所以我们可能知道在它在哪一个地方，在地图上可能找得到。
Before the Soviet Revolution in 1917, there were thousands of Christians in Ukraine.
在苏联的那个共产革命之前，1917年，当时在苏联有许多的基督徒。
In 1991, there were 10,000 churches, Christian churches in Ukraine.
在1991年呢，在乌克兰有一万个教会。
But none of their pastors had ever had training in seminary or Bible college.
但是他们中间没有一个牧师曾经去读过神学院，或是接受装备，读过书，读过神学。
Those schools had all been closed down by 1920.
因为在1920年的时候，所有的神学院都已经被关闭了。
In July 1991 was the founding of the first new school, an evangelical seminary.
所以在1991年的七月，这是第一间福音神学院在乌克兰国家成立。
So I got to teach a course on the Psalms for several weeks, and I had an interpreter then as well.
当时呢，我就在那边有好几个礼拜的时间，我在教导诗篇。我当时也有一位翻译。
But he was not nearly as attractive as Christine. You don't have to say that. In the evenings, I was working on notes for the Psalms for the Nelson Study Bible.
那在晚上那段期间，晚上的时间呢，我就在写作写这个 Nelson 的祈祷本的翻译的圣经。
I had done notes for most of the Psalms, but the hard ones I saved for my trip to Ukraine.
我当时呢已经把一些比较容易解的诗篇都已经翻译好了，我把最难的留到我去乌克兰的这个旅途中，我来翻译来写作。
I think the hardest of all is the Psalm of today, Psalm 87.
在所有的诗篇里面，最难懂的一篇就是今天我们要讲的诗篇八十七篇。
The very first time I ever spoke from this Psalm was in a small rural church in state of Oregon.
我第一次讲这一篇信息，诗篇八十七篇的信息，是在一个Oregon 州教会，一个小教会。
The man who was asked to read scripture that day was not happy with this passage.
当时呢，在他们教会里面被安排来读经的那位弟兄，他不太开心，不太高兴。
When I saw him walking up to the platform, I saw his beautiful cowboy boots.And I saw his western shirt, and I thought, uh-oh.
当时我看见这位弟兄，他被安排来读这篇诗篇。他上台的时候，我看见他穿了那个牛仔的 皮靴，还有穿的西部的这些衬衫，我看起来不太妙。
But I thought the soul of a poet can rest in the most unlikely of people.
但是我想这诗篇的灵异呢，可以从一个很粗犷的人来表达的，应该没有问题。
He got up to the platform, and he said, "I don't know what this psalm means."
那他一上台呢，就跟会众说，我不知道这篇诗篇到底是什么意思。
He said, "I read it twice last night and twice this morning."
他说我昨天晚上读了两遍，今天早晨也读了两遍。
And then he said, "Will you listen?" And he read it, and he said, "See, it makes no sense."
然后呢，他就说，今天你们可以看一看，我现在读给你们听。读完以后，他就说，对不对？一点都。听不懂，看不懂。
So he glared at me, and it was like a dare. Makes some sense.
换句话说呢，他好像就在向我挑战。那你来解释一下。
Well, that one evening in my hotel in Ukraine, I decided this is the night I'm going to work on this psalm.
所以有一天晚上在乌克兰的旅馆里面。我就说今天晚上我要好好的来解这篇诗篇。
It was December, and this was a very cold, stormy night.
这是在十二月的一个风雪、暴风雪的晚上。
There were very strong winds and a blizzard, a snowstorm, very heavy snowstorm.
在外面有大风雪，有大风。
And my hotel room had very poor insulation.And the room was really cold.
那我当时我的旅馆的房间非常的冷。
So I sat at my desk with my computer and I tried to type, and I found I was too cold.
当时呢，我想在电脑上工作，发现太冷了。
So I had on thermal underwear and a warm-up suit.
所以呢，我就穿上了卫生衣，穿上了运动的那些很温暖的衣服。
I had on a wool cap and a wool scarf.
我又戴上了毛线的帽子，还围上了毛线围巾。
And my hands were still too cold to type.
当时，但是我的手呢还是很冷，没有办法打字。
So I cut the fingers off a pair of gloves to warm my hands.
所以呢，我就戴上手套，但是我把那个手套的那个手指的部分剪掉，所以至少我的手掌是温暖的。
And I began to work on this psalm.
我就开始写作，来解这一篇诗篇。
I had only one plug-in, only one place to plug in a cord.
在房间里呢，只有一个电插头。
So I would plug in the samovar to boil water for coffee.
所以呢，我就先会插上电壶来烧一杯咖啡。
And when the water was hot, I'd put in the other cord for the television.
然后呢，我就拔下来，再插另外一个插头，我就可以看电视。
There was only one channel, but it was wonderful. They had an all-night program of symphony music from the Moscow Symphony Orchestra.
当时电视上呢，只有一个电台，整个晚上就在就在播放的，就是在莫斯科交响乐团的表演。
I turned the sound very loud.Because the man next door was snoring, I knew it wouldn't bother him.
我把电视的声音开得很大，因为隔壁的我的邻居呢正在打呼，我都听得见。
And then I looked at these words in verses 1-3.
然后我就来仔细的看诗篇八十七篇一到三节。
Actually, while there are a couple of difficulties, the meaning of verses 1-3 is clear.
虽然呢，这有几处比较难解，但是实际上一到三节的意思非常的清楚。
It's just the meaning didn't make sense to me.
只是这些意思呢，对我来说好像我看不懂。
Because these words are saying that God loves the gates of the city of Jerusalem.
换句话说，这里在讲的呢，就是神爱这个耶路撒冷城的城门。
When I think of the love of God, I think of God's love for people.
因为当我想到神的爱的时候，我直觉的就想到神对人的爱。
Why would the Bible say God loves gates.
为什么圣经会说神爱一个城门？
So I was very troubled by this, and I was trying to think, what would this mean?
所以呢，我就不明白，我想知道到底这个是什么意思。
By the way, in verse 2, it says the gates of Zion.
在第二节，其实他说的是锡安的门。
The word Zion, Zion in Hebrew, is a wonderful word describing Jerusalem.
其实锡安呢，就是从希伯来文翻过来的，就是讲圣城耶路撒冷。
It's a synonym. It describes Jerusalem.And the beautiful symbol as daughter of God.
这是跟这个意思，锡安这个意思呢，就是指耶路撒冷。它是一个非常亲昵的称呼，来表达耶路撒冷好像神的女儿。
The poets of the Bible use lots of metaphor and figures of speech, of course.
因为在诗篇里面，诗人喜欢用一些表号来表达。
In Exodus chapter 4, Jacob, representing the people of Israel, is called son of God.
因为在出埃及记第四章那边我们看见圣经用雅各来代表神的儿子。
When you see the word Zion in poetry, it means God's dearly loved daughter.
但是如果我们在诗篇里面看见这个锡安这个词呢，这代表神所亲爱的女儿。
So you understand this is just a figure of speech. It's just a way of talking.
我们要知道这只是一个表达，一个表号的方式。
But it shows how important Jerusalem is to God.
换句话说，我们就可以看见耶路撒冷在神的心目中是何等的重要。
So I started typing. I started writing about gates of cities in the ancient world.
所以我就开始呢，来写作，写古代有关城门的事。
I have led many trips to Israel, and I've taken part in archaeology in Israel.
我曾经带许多的团到以色列去参观，我也参加在以色列的考古的工作。
And I know how important the fortification, the strengthening of gates was in Bible times.
我知道在圣经的时代，这个城门是非常的重要，这城郭和城门。
The wall around the city is made of stone, and the walls are very high and very thick.
因为城的墙呢，通常是用石头盖的，非常的厚，也非常的高，对这个城非常的重要。
So the weakest part of the city.Is the wooden gate.
所以呢，在整个城墙的部分，最弱的部分就是这个城门，因为城门是用木头做的。
They would have iron fittings on the gate, but the gate was made of wood.
是的，在连接的，在钉的地方是铁器做的，但是整个城门却是木头做的。
The strongest towers of the city walls are beside the gates.
所以呢，他们就会在城门的旁边盖一个很高的很强壮的一个塔。
And cities wouldn't just have one gate, they had three gates, one behind the other.
一个城门不会只有一个门，它一共会有三道门。
So if the first gate were burned down, there are two more gates still to protect the city.
所以当时呢，如果第一道城门被火烧了，他们还会有两道的城门来保护这个城。
So I was writing about those things, about the strength of the gates and the towers by the gates, and the reason to protect the gates.
所以当时呢，我就开始写作，写有关城门，还有城郭这些城门旁边所建的塔。
But then all of a sudden I stopped and I realized this psalm isn't talking about gates.In the sense of warfare and defense of the city.
在我写作到一半，我突然明白到这篇诗篇讲的这个城门，它不是只是在讲城门能够在征战的时候保护这个城。
God doesn't love the gates of the city of Jerusalem because they keep bad guys out.
神喜爱耶路撒冷的城门并不是只是因为他把坏人挡在外面。
In this psalm, God loves the gates of the city because it lets good people come in.
在这一篇诗篇里面，神爱城门，因为这个城门让好人能够进城。
When the gates are closed and barricaded, they're a defense for the city.
当城门关起来的时候，是在保护这个城。
But when the gates are open, then people can enter the city.
但是当城门打开的时候，人就可以进来这个城。
And all of a sudden I realized this is the importance of the first movement of the psalm.
所以我突然就感觉，我突然就看见这个就是这一篇诗篇第一段的重要性。
The glorious city of Jerusalem, Zion of God, is the place for the temple of God.
因为这个荣耀的城，这个锡安，其实是为了神的殿，圣殿。
And what the gates allow...is for people to enter the city to worship God.
所以当城门呢可以打开，使人可以进来这个城来敬拜神。
And all of a sudden, these words that had troubled me became wonderful to me.
所以原来呢，这些让我觉得很难懂的这些词句，突然变得这么的奇妙。
And the room is still very cold, but I'm starting to get warm.
当时我的房间仍然非常的冷。但是我开始感觉暖和起来。
I'm getting excited about this psalm that is so strange and difficult.
因为这一篇原来对我很奇怪、很难懂的诗篇，突然让我感觉非常的兴奋。
So I shouted aloud in my room, "Hallelujah!"
所以我就在我的房间里大声的喊 "Hallelujah!"
The man in the next room was still snoring.
我隔壁的邻居仍然在打呼。
I took my cap, and I tossed it across the room.
所以我就把我毛线帽拿下来，从丢到房间另外一个角落。
I took off the scarf and I threw it another way.
我也把我的围巾摘下来丢掉。
And I took off those gloves and threw them away.
我也把我的手套都摘下来丢掉。
I was so excited. I was seeing what this psalm is saying.
因为我终于可以看见诗篇的诗人在说什么，我感觉这么的兴奋。
So I had some more coffee and then I came to the second movement.
所以呢，我就喝了一些咖啡，然后再看这篇诗篇的第二段。
By the way, you see the word at the end of verse 3, Selah. Is that in Chinese? You see the word Selah at the end of verse 3?
我们看见在第三节的后面有一个细拉。
And you see it again at the end of verse 6, Selah.
然后在第六节的后面也有一个细拉。
In this psalm, that's indicating there are three movements of unequal length.Three verses, one verse.
所以在从这个希拉，我们可以看见这一篇诗篇有三段，那三段的长度是不一样的。
Okay, so now I'm ready for the second movement, verses 4-6.
所以我们现在就来看第二段，从第四节到第六节。
The first part, I knew what it meant, I just didn't understand it.
第四节呢，我看得懂，但是我还是不明白。
But the second part.Is very difficult to understand.
第一段呢，我虽然看得懂，不明白，但是第二段却是非常的难懂。
Verse 4 begins, I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me.
第四节我们看见他在这里说，我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人。
In Chinese Bible, the word Rahab is not there.
在中文的翻译呢这个 Rahab 翻成拉哈伯是翻的是对的。
Instead, there's a word meaning a place.
因为这在表达这是一个地方、一个地名。
But in Hebrew Bible, it's the word Rahab.
但是在希伯来文呢，是那个 Rahab， 它的字跟那个拉合，在约书亚记的那个女人拉合的名字很相似。
In Hebrew Bible, there are two different words rendered Rahab.
在希伯来文的圣经里面有这个拉和Rahab 这个字呢翻成两个不一样的。
One is the name of Rahab, the woman at Jericho in the days of Joshua.
一处呢这个 Rahab, 在希伯来文的 Rahab 被翻译成拉和就是那个在耶利哥城那个让探子进来的那个妓女在约书亚记。
So that's the name of a person, a woman,And her name in Hebrew is pronounced Rahav.
这一个女人的名字拉合在希伯来文的翻译 的翻译是 Rahab.
Yes. The other word Rahab has a different letter in the middle. It's a soft sound, Rahav.
那另外一个字呢在希伯来文的发音是 Rahab, 是比较轻的。
Yes. Very nice. So the one is Rahav, and the other is Rahav.
这一个声音比较重，一个声音比较轻。
And Rahab, this word means dragon.
所以这一个字的意思呢，其实翻译应该是翻成龙。
I understand Chinese people know about dragons.
我知道中国人对龙都是非常的熟悉。
But you may not know that there are three different words for dragon in the Bible.
你可能不知道，在圣经里面有三个字是用来讲龙。
And this is one of them. When it says, "I will mention Rahab," it's a word for dragon.
所以在这里呢，他说我要提起拉哈伯，其实他说我要提起龙。
And it is actually a joke.
所以呢，其实这是一个玩笑的话。
It's a way of speaking of the nation of Egypt.
其实这是一个在讲埃及的事情，他们在嘲笑埃及人，就称他们为龙。
So I'll explain the joke to you.
我今天就跟你们解释这个玩笑。
When God delivered Israel from Egypt, the last step was going across the Red Sea.
当神耶和华神带领他的百姓出埃及的时候，最后一步呢，就是要过红海。
You know that God opened a pathway for Israel, and then when they were chased by the Egyptians, the water came down on the Egyptian army.
我们都知道，神为他的百姓把红海分开。当他的百姓过了以后，埃及的军兵也要跟着，他就把那个海再合上。
So the poets of the Bible developed a joke.To use against ancient Egypt.
所以呢，诗篇的诗人呢，就用一种嘲讽的方式来形容埃及人。
They said Egypt was like a dragon.
他们说埃及就好像一条龙。
A dragon that lived in the sea. They were like a dragon that lived in the sea.
就好像一个在海里活着的，在海里生存的一条龙。
But in God's work in delivering Israel from Egypt.They like to say, God drowned the dragon.
但是当耶和华神把他的百姓从埃及带出来的时候，他们就喜欢说耶和华神把那条龙淹死了。
You can't drown a dragon, but God did it anyway.
其实龙是活在水中的，你不可能让一个龙淹死，但是神就是让这条龙淹死了。
So the first word means Egypt or Egyptian.
所以在这里说我要提起拉哈伯，其实他说我要提起埃及人。
Then it's followed by the word Babylon.
然后就是巴比伦人。
And Philistia.
然后再来就是腓力士人。
And Tyre.
推罗。
And then Ethiopia, which is better Cush.
然后是古实人。
Now, this is what's going on in this verse. It's just amazing.
所以这。这节诗篇呢，其实非常的奇妙。
There's a new speaker in this verse. The speaker is not the psalmist; it is God Himself.
因为在这里我们看见主词换了，在这里说话的人是神自己。
In the English Bible, there are quotation marks. I will mention because there's a new speaker, and the speaker is God.
在圣经里我们看见这里有一个引号论到锡安必说这个引号这里说话的人是神。
So this is figurative language, but it's very important.
这里好像是一个表象但是非常的重要。
It's as though God came into the courtyard of the temple and was walking around looking at the people.
就好像耶和华神他亲自的来造访了这个圣殿，在圣殿的院子行走。
So in the Jewish temple, in the Jewish center, the city of Jerusalem, you'd expect all the people in the courtyard to be Hebrew people, Jewish people.
其实在由在耶路撒冷城中间的这个圣殿，在他的院子里面呢，我们他们其实是会看见的人，应该都是犹太人。
And the poet is saying, "Oh, God is speaking. Look at there, Egyptians. Here, Babylonians. Over here, Philistines. Over here, Phoenicians. And here, Africans from Cush."
但是呢，诗篇的诗人呢，在这里说，神来造访了这个圣殿，在院子里，他会说：“看哪、啊，这边有人是从埃及来的。”这边有人是从巴比伦来的，从腓力士来的，推罗来的，还有从非洲古时来的。
In the wonderful poetic language of these verses, there is the idea that God is almost surprised to see the peoples that are there in the temple court.
这个诗篇的这个语调呢，好像神感觉到非常的讶异，非常的惊喜，看见这么多的人。不同国家的人来到圣殿。
So when he talks about Egyptians, he uses the joke word dragon.
诗篇呢，他仍然用这个拉哈伯这个词，就是龙来嘲笑埃及人。
And who would have ever thought that there'd be Egyptians in Jerusalem worshiping God?
但是谁会想到会有埃及人出现在耶路撒冷来敬拜神呢？
And then people from Babylon worshiping God.
还有从巴比伦来的人来敬拜神。
People from the Philistines, the worst enemy of Israel's history, worshiping God.
还有人从腓力士来的，腓力士长期以来就是以色列人最大的敌人。
People from Phoenicia, Tyre and Sidon, worshiping God.
腓尼基来就是推罗来的人敬拜神。
And black Africans from south of Sudan worshiping God.
还有从非洲来的黑人来敬拜神。
So the first thing that's so wonderful about this is to realize that there are foreign nationals who've come to faith in God in temple times.
这里呢就让我们知道，甚至于在圣殿时期，都会有这些外邦人从各个国家来，他们来信靠神，来敬拜神。
All right, I didn't say this to you before, but American Christians of European background think Christians are all European background people.
但是就像在美国的基督徒呢，因为美国的基督徒大部分都是从欧洲来的，所以我们都会想呢，基督教的信仰是从欧洲来的。
Do you know that there are American Christians that have no idea about your church and a church like yours with Chinese believers?
你知道吗？甚至有一些美国的基督徒，他们对中国的教会和中国的基督徒一无所知。
They don't know about Japanese churches or Thai churches or African churches. They just don't know.
他们对日本的教会，在泰国的教会，甚至于在非洲的教会都一无所知。
Kyle, that's true, isn't it?
Kyle, 是不是这样子？
My wife and I were in Fiji, in the South Pacific a few years ago.
几年以前呢，我妻子跟我在斐济。
And we went to a service early on Sunday morning.
有一个主日早晨，我们去一个教会。
This was at our resort in Fiji.
这是在斐济我们的一个度假的地方。
There was a choir of children, all in white shirts and dark trousers. Actually, they were shorts, dark shorts.
我们去参加那个教会呢，就看见有一个儿童的诗班，他们都这些儿童都穿了白衬衫，然后黑色的短裤。
And the pastor, before the service started, asked people where they were from.
在这个牧师呢，在开始聚会之前呢，就问大家你们是从哪里来的。
So she said, "How many of you are from New Zealand?" And many people raised their hands.
他就问他们，因为这是在一个度假胜地，所以有许多的外国人。那个牧师就问有什么人是从纽西兰来的？就有一些人举手。
How many of you are from Australia? Many people raise their hands.
有一些人从澳洲来的，他们也都举手。
How many of you are from America?
And many people raise their hands. 从美国来的，那我们就举手。
And then she asked for other countries.
然后她就问了一下其他的国家。
Then she turned to the children, and this is what she said.
然后呢，她就对着这些孩子们，她就对孩子们说
，Children, did you know that there are Christians in the world who are not from Fiji?
然后她就对这些孩子说，孩子们，你知道吗？在世界有其他，在其他的地方也有基督徒，而他们不是从斐济来的。
And what all of us were thinking is, isn't it amazing that there are so many Christians in Fiji?
但是对我们这些游客来说，我们就觉得，哇，在斐济有这么多的基督徒，真的是好奇妙。
But here's something really amazing.
但是真正很奇妙的是
，We may not have known how many believers in God were worshiping Him in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem.
但是我们不知道，在当时耶路撒冷的圣殿里面，有多少的外邦人他们来敬拜神。
This got me so excited, I took off my warm-ups.
所以我又感到非常的兴奋，我就把我的外套也脱掉了。
I was down to my thermal underwear.
我剩下只剩下了里面的卫生衣。
It's a good thing the psalm wasn't longer, or I'd have finished it in the buff.
还好这篇诗篇不会太长，不然的话我就把衣服全脱光了。
So I'm so excited to read this about people who are not Hebrew who love God in Bible times.
因为我看见，甚至于在旧约的时代，就有这么多的不是希伯来人的人来敬畏敬拜耶和华。
And then I saw what the verse was also saying.
然后我就看见这一节又在说什么。
You see it.This one was born there.
然后他就说，这一个是生在那里，个个生在那里。
Look at verse 5.
第五节。
Of Zion it would be said, this one and that one were born in her.
论到锡安，必说这一个那一个都生在其中。
The Most High Himself will establish her.
并且至高者必亲自建立这城。
And I'm looking at these words, and I can hardly believe it.
我看这一节诗篇，我简直不敢相信。
Now this psalm is an old psalm. It's been in the Bible all the time.
因为这是一篇古老的诗篇，在圣经里已经许多年了。
And while I've read the psalm before, it never made sense to me until that night.
我以前也读过这篇诗篇，但是从来没有看得懂。
Look at verse 6. The Lord will record when he registers the peoples. This one was born there.
第六节，当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。
Do you know what God is saying here?
你知道神在这里到底说什么吗？
He's saying, here are people from Egypt, people from Babylon, people from Philistia, people from Phoenicia,and people from Africa, but they were all born here.
他是说这里有从埃及来的，有从巴比伦来的，腓力士来的，推罗来的，和非洲来的，但是他们都要生在这里。
And it doesn't say it once, it says it over and over and over.
而且他们生在这里这个话不但只是说一次，还继续重复着。
I can just hardly believe this.
我简直不敢相信。
So I'm calling out loud, No, Lord! I'm saying, No, Lord.
我就大声地喊主啊，不是这样。
They weren't born here, they were born there.
我说主啊，不是这样子的，他们不是生在其安的，他们有自己的出生地的。
That's why we call them Egyptians and Babylonians and Phoenicians and Philistines.And Africans.
这就是为什么我们要称呼他们为埃及人、巴比伦人、腓力士人、推罗人和古实人。
The man in the next room was still snoring.
我的邻居仍然在打呼。
And it was as though God were to say to me, "No, run. These are now Zion born."
但是神好像回答了我说：“不是的， 这些人呢是生在锡安的。
In Old Testament times, when someone came to faith in God, no matter where that person was born, God regards that person now as being born in Zion.
因为在旧约的时代，不管这个人生在哪里，如果他们得着了神的喜悦和神的恩典，神就算他们是生在锡安的。
That means this person was born in Babylon the first time, and in Zion the second time.
换句话说，这个人他 很可能第一次他是生在巴比伦，但是他是在锡安生了第二次重生。
This psalm speaks of being born again.
换句话说，这一篇诗篇是在讲到重生的信息。
Turn to John chapter 3.
我们现在翻到约翰福音第三章。
A very famous passage, one that all of you know well, Jesus and Nicodemus.
在这里我们看见耶稣跟尼哥底母在有一个对话是我们非常熟悉的。
In their interaction, Jesus said something to Nicodemus that was very hard to understand.
在这里呢，耶稣对尼哥底母说了一句话是非常难懂的。
John 3 verse 3, Jesus says, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
By the way,It's so wonderful you have the words on the screen. That's just so nice.
在教会里能够把经节打出来非常的好。
You and I are familiar with those words. We've known them all our Christian life.
我们对这一节诗篇，对这一节圣经都非常的熟悉。
But the words to be born again are only found in one passage in all the New Testament, here John 3.
但是这个重生这个词呢，在整个旧圣新约圣经里面只出现在约翰福音第三章。
When Jesus said those words to Nicodemus, Nicodemus did not understand them at all.
当耶稣这样子回答尼哥底母的时候，尼哥底母完全不能明白。
The New Testament says of Jesus that he knows what is in a person.
圣经新约里面呢，说到主耶稣他认识个人。
When he dealt with the rich young ruler, he knew that that person's issue was all of his financial resources.
当耶稣对少年官谈话的时候，他知道这个人的问题呢，就是在于他的钱财。
When he interacted with Nicodemus, he knew Nicodemus was very proud of his knowledge of the Bible.
但是他跟尼哥底母对话的时候，他知道尼哥底母对于他自己的圣经知识引以为傲。
Nicodemus was regarded as one of the great Torah scholars of his day.
因为在当时尼哥底母是非常有名被人尊重的律法师。
In fact, Jesus has fun with that at verse 10.
所以在第十节耶稣说
When he says, Are you not the teacher of Israel?
他说你是以色列人的先生就是老师。
And this was his title. He was the teacher of Israel.
这是他的头衔，他是以色列人的先生。
And Jesus says, "You don't understand this."
但是你不懂吗？
And Jesus is hitting him where his pride was, probing him about something he didn't know.
换句话说，耶稣呢，就是在对付他的骄傲。指出来他不明白的事情。
Well, how could he know it?
他怎么可能明白呢？
It's only mentioned one time in Hebrew Bible.
因为在希伯来圣经旧约圣经里面只出现了一次，只提到了一次。
It's in the strange and difficult words of Psalm 87.
而是在这一个很难懂的诗篇八十七篇里面。
And I think what happened is that Nicodemus went back to studying Scripture.
我相信尼哥底母可能就回去再重读圣经。
And he would have spent time in Torah, the books of Moses.
他可能就读摩西五经。
And he would not have found this.
他可能相信一定找不到。
Then he would have gone to the prophets, the writing prophets of Israel.
然后他就到先知书里面去找。
And he would not have found it.
他也不可能找到。
Then he goes to the third part of Hebrew Bible, which we call the writings.
然后呢，他就到这是
The writings.
哦，就到
Yeah, it's the other books of Old Testament.
就到其他的旧约的书信，就到其他旧约的书卷里面找。
And he probably missed it even when reading the Psalms.
我相信他甚至于在读诗篇的时候，也可能忽略了。
But then, in one glorious day, the Spirit of God directed Nicodemus to Psalm 87.
直到有一天，这荣耀的圣灵指引尼哥底母来读诗篇八十七篇。
And he read for the first time in his life that a person born someplace else, when it comes to faith, is born the second time.
然后第一次，他明白到这一个人不管生在哪里，但是他只要来信靠神。他就算是生在锡安的百姓。
And he must have said to himself, that's what the teacher, the true teacher of Israel, was saying.
然后他就明白，这就是那一位真正的老师所教导他的。
So back again, and we're almost done, back again to Psalm 87.
我们再回来看诗篇八十七篇。
This passage is absolutely glorious.
这段圣经实在非常的荣耀。
This is the only place in all of the Bible we read about being born a second time before we come to John 3.
这是整本诗篇，整本圣经在约翰福音第三章之前唯一的一次讲到重生。
So I call it Zion born.
所以我就称这个信息是生在锡安的信息。
The last verse, verse 7, is also hard to understand.
第七节也非常的难懂。
It's instruction to the worship leaders of ancient Israel.
这是对这些在古时以色列人带领诗歌的人的一个指示。
And the words come to the singers and to the instrumental players.
他在这里说，歌唱的、跳舞的都要说。
And here's the words, all my springs are in you.
这里他说你们都要说我的泉源都在你里面。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思?
Well, in poetry, salvation is sometimes described as access to a spring of living water.
因为在诗篇里面，在作诗的时候，他们常常讲到救恩呢，就好像是能够得救，就好像是来到一个泉源。
Earlier today, you sang about a well of water springing up in me. Remember?
我们刚刚也在唱有关泉源的诗歌。
So the poets of the Bible describe salvation as having access to pure water.
所以在这里，诗人就讲到得救，这个救恩呢，就是能够来到一个纯净的泉源。
And what God is saying here is.He does not have springs in other lands, only in Israel, only in Jerusalem.
在这里，神是在说，除了在耶路撒冷，在以色列地，没有其他的泉源。
That's why the Egyptians and the Babylonians and others had to come to Jerusalem.
这就是为什么，埃及人还有巴比伦人，他们必须来到耶路撒冷。
Because it's only in Jerusalem that the true worship of God was done by saved people, by redeemed people.
因为只有在耶路撒冷，那个真正的敬拜呢，是那些被救赎的民所献给神的。
Today, of course, one can be anywhere on the planet and love and worship God.
今天当然，一个人可以在世界上任何一个角落来敬拜赞美神。
One can be from any race or ethnic group and have equal standing before God.
一个人，今天呢，任何人，任何的种族都可以来到神的面前敬拜神。
But our salvation is still only based on what happened in Jerusalem.
但是我们的救恩呢，仍然是出自于发生在耶路撒冷的这个故事。
And that's the death of the Savior.The Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是在耶路撒冷，我们的救主耶稣基督在那里受死。
So whether you and I ever go to Jerusalem or not, it's still true. all God's springs are there.
所以不管我们今天有没有机会去参观耶路撒冷，但是我们都说我们的泉源是在于神。
Psalm 87 is the psalm of the second birth.
诗篇87篇是一篇重生的诗篇。
It is the psalm of the gospel in the Old Testament.
这也是一个福音的诗篇在旧约里面。
It's the song of world mission in Hebrew Bible.
也是在旧约里面呢，是一个普世宣教的诗篇。
It's the psalm that encourages every one of us, no matter who we are, that we like they can worship God.
所以就是在鼓励我们世上任何的人，不管你是谁，我们都可以像他们一样来敬拜神。
God loves the gates because they let people come into worship.
神喜爱锡安的城门。因为城门可以打开，使人可以进来敬拜神。
God calls people of faith born in Zion.
神称呼所有信靠他名的人，都说他们是生在锡安的。
But he warns, don't look elsewhere. Salvation is only found because of what God has done in Jerusalem.
而且他警戒我们，不要到其他的地方去寻找泉源。因为救恩是来自于神在耶路撒冷所做成的事。
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢 ，Thank you very much. She's wonderful.
再一次谢谢 Dr. Allen 给我们的。
Once again, we want to thank you, Dr. Allen, for his message.
也许我们唱一首诗歌，一百诗歌一百二十九首，来回应刚才的信息。
Let's sing a song 129.
羔羊是配。我们一起起立，好不好
？Let's stand up and sing.
的，我们从心的深处，我们谢谢你。
You from the depth of our hearts.
都是你救赎的恩典。
It is all the grace of your salvation.
也都是你在十字架上所成就的。
It is all because of your, what you have done on the cross.
是在我们还不知道的时候，你就已经为我们成就了救恩。
Yes, before we even know you, you have already accomplished the salvation.
是的，巴不得各族各方的人都来往西安。
Yes, we pray that all tongues and nations will come to Zion.
我们一同来敬拜你这位大君王。
We will together worship you, the great king.
我们也在你救恩的泉源里面欢然取水。
And we'll draw water from the spring of salvation.
是的，羔羊是配，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, worthy is the lamb. We thank you when we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.